Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, your partner in business growth and freedom living. Thanks for tuning in. And if you haven't already, please click it to follow the show and leave a review. That lets people know what awesome goodness is here in store for them. Everybody loves to talk about goals, SMART goals, quarterly goals, five-year goals. But here's the thing, I don't believe in goals. Why? Because goals are nebulous. They sit out there in the distance like some shiny object that you're supposed to chase. But without a system that makes it into a lifestyle, they're just a shiny object that doesn't bring genuine, lasting satisfaction. Goals are temporary. Today, I'm going to give you a better way. The three C's of achievement: clarity, commitment, and consistency. This is where the rubber meets the road, and it's how you actually build freedom instead of chasing empty goals. Let's start with the first C, clarity. This is where most people get stuck. They confuse goals with clarity. A goal says, I want to hit six figures, or I want to sign 10 new clients this month. Sounds nice, right? But those are just numbers on paper. They don't give you direction. Here's the truth. Vague goals don't inspire consistent action because they aren't tied to anything deeper. They're just outcomes floating out in space. And when you hit them, it's like a great hurrah moment, but then you just have to move on to the next thing. Clarity, on the other hand, is about your life vision. It's that North Star that guides every single choice you make in your business. Ask yourself these questions. What kind of life do I actually want to live? How much time do I want with my family? Do I want the flexibility of travel, or do I want my roots and stability? How many hours a week do I really want to work? Once you have clarity about the life you want, then, and only then, can you design a business that supports that life. This ties back to the recent episode we did called How to Avoid Feeling Pulled in Too Many Directions just a few days ago. When you don't have clarity, everything looks like an opportunity, so you end up saying yes to everything. But with clarity, it becomes really simple. Does this move me closer to my vision, or does it pull me away? Let me give you a quick story. When I first launched into entrepreneurship, I thought clarity meant building multiple income streams. But in reality, I was just chasing profit. And guess what happened? Very, very little. Sure, I had some wins. I had moments of success, but it wasn't lasting. It was all fleeting, temporary highs that would build me up and then let me down. Honestly, it felt like a roller coaster I couldn't wait to get off. The turning point came when I realized clarity isn't about the money. It's about the life I want to live and the legacy I want to leave. Once I locked onto that vision, my decisions got easier. Suddenly, I didn't need 10 different income streams. I just needed the right offers that aligned with my vision of freedom. So here's the challenge for you. Stop setting arbitrary goals and instead ask, what is the vision for my life and how does my business need to function to make that vision inevitable? Inevitable. That's clarity. The second C is commitment. This is where most entrepreneurs drop the ball. They say they want freedom. They say they're committed, but their calendar tells a different story. Here's the truth. Most people confuse busy work with commitment. They fill their day with activity and they call it progress, when in reality, it's just motion without momentum. That's not commitment. That's procrastination in disguise. Let me give you a personal example. I absolutely love talking to my business partner, Emily. She's more than a partner. She's a true friend. And honestly, in some ways, I feel like she's as close to me as my sister. I could find an excuse to talk to her every single day. But here's the thing. As much as I enjoy those conversations, they don't move us closer to our vision. They're fun, but they're not growth-building activities. So instead, we created a system, one focused meeting each week and messenger clips in between. That way, we stay connected without derailing productivity. That's what real commitment looks like. It's not about doing more. It's about saying no to distractions, even good ones, so you can say yes to what matters most. Because if your yes doesn't come with a no, you're not committed. You're just interested. So the question you've got to ask yourself is, am I truly committed to my vision, or am I just keeping myself busy? Okay, let's make this real here. Grab a notebook or open your phone and follow along with this right now. Step one, write down the top three things you're spending time on this week. If you don't know, that's a pretty sure sign you're letting other people control your calendar. Step two, for each one, ask, does this directly move me closer to my vision, or is it just keeping me busy? Step three, circle the ones that feel like true commitment. Cross out the ones that's pure busy work. Here's the kicker. That crossed out item, you need to either delegate it, automate it, or stop doing it altogether. Because commitment isn't about doing more. It's about being ruthlessly honest about what's pulling you closer to freedom and what's pulling you away. The third C is consistency. This is where most entrepreneurs stumble. Goals sound exciting in January, but by February, the motivation fizzles. Why? Because motivation is temporary. Consistency is what creates momentum. Let me ask you this. What new habits do you need to cultivate to get closer to your vision? And just as important, what old habits do you need to let go of? The biggest struggle I see business owners face is building new habits. Even I've wrestled with this. For example, I love paper to-do lists. My boss used to call me List Lindsay because I always showed up to him with a list. There is something so satisfying about crossing them off. But here's the problem. Paper gets messy, it gets lost, and it doesn't create a reliable system. What's smarter are tools like Trello, Asana, or ClickUp, something that can go organize my thoughts into like a digital library and then refer back to it when I'm like ready for my next thing to do. But here's the truth. It did not come naturally. It took me forcing myself to open the program every single day until it became a routine. I even programmed my computer to open to that screen automatically so I had no excuse to ignore it. That's what consistency looks like. It's not saying, oh, I just can't do that. That's not me. It's saying, I will push myself to do this differently because I know it will get me closer to my vision. I meet business owners all the time who are still using analog tools, paper calendars, manually texting people, sticky notes covering their desk. And let's be clear, these tools are not bad in themselves, but if they're bottlenecking your business, then they're slowing you down and keeping you from scaling. And let's be honest, interested entrepreneurs don't build a business. They build a dream. Take a moment and just be real with yourself. Are you holding on to an analog tool just because you don't want to feel uncomfortable trying or learning something new? I promise you, it might feel like you're slowing down for a little while, but in the end, it's going to speed you up. Listen, freedom doesn't come from setting goals. It comes from building consistent habits that align with your vision until success becomes inevitable. Stay focused and committed to your ultimate vision and follow through with consistency. Okay, let's do a quick wrap up. Goals are fine as mile markers, but they won't change your life. Systems will. The three C's are clarity, commitment, and consistency. Turn vague goals into a lifestyle that creates freedom. This week, scrap your SMART goals list and instead write down one vision, one commitment you're making to it, and one consistent daily action you're going to take to support it, even if it's uncomfortable. If you're ready to streamline operations, book a consultation using the link below or text the word system to 55444 to get my bottleneck assessment blueprint. In just 15 to 20 minutes, I can help you uncover the hidden inefficiencies that are costing you time and money. Most business owners don't realize how much energy is wasted on repetitive tasks, gaps in their processes, and systems they don't actually support their growth. because they're too close to their systems and their processes. It can't even see it. So during our call, I'll listen closely to how your business is currently running, pinpoint one or two areas where you might be sabotaging your own scalability, and show you a clear path forward to reclaim control. So look for the link below. And by the way, if you're looking for a fantastic CRM, check out Biz in a Box Solutions. It's the ultimate all-in-one solution designed to simplify and scale your business. Imagine managing every aspect of operations, from smart contact segmentation and automated follow-ups to call and text functionality, calendar bookings, funnels, websites, and even social media scheduling, all from one intuitive platform. No more juggling multiple tools or paying for endless subscriptions. With built-in AI employee support, Biz in a Box CRM doesn't just organize your business, it actively helps you run it. It's like having a full-time team behind the scenes so you can focus on growth, impact, and freedom. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in as always. Until next time, bye for now.